Good morning. It is Thursday, August 26th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. We get started with developments out of Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will continue to help evacuate Americans and Afghan allies, even with the military set to depart at the end of the month. Yesterday, the U.S. warned Americans to leave three Kabul airport gates amid growing security concerns. As a House committee continues investigating the deadly January 6th Capitol riot, former President Trump is threatening to invoke executive privilege in an effort to block investigators from getting a number of wide-ranging government documents in its probe. Moderna has submitted an application for full FDA approval of their vaccine, saying it is 93% effective for 6 months after the second dose. And Johnson & Johnson says antibody levels increased ninefold during tests of its booster shot. It's now submitting that data to the federal government. As the nation grapples with a summer spike in COVID-19 infections, Delta Airlines says it will charge employees on the company health plan $200 a month if they don't get vaccinated. Airline executives say the average coronavirus hospital stay cost the airline $50,000. Some community members are planning to rally this morning against the rising gun violence in Portland. It begins at 10 at Pioneer Courthouse Square. The Portland Police Bureau tells COIN 6 there have been 803 shootings in Portland this year. 263 people have been hurt, and police are investigating 61 homicides. And brand new jobs numbers are out this morning. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose for the first time in 5 weeks to 350,000, compared to 348,000 last week. However, the four-week average for new claims is the lowest since March of 2020, just before the pandemic hammered the job market. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network, anytime, on demand, on COIN.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least four lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming this September on the COIN Podcast Network.